This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Every hour is a fresh approach to what's going on in the world, another attempt, another example, another way for us to begin anew. It's kind of like a new day, a new dawning. The skies are blue where I am right now. It's a beautiful morning. I think probably where you are, Victoria, same
gorgeous
thing.
Yeah,
it's nice. The air is clear. The rain has washed away a lot of whatever the pollen was, but don't hold your breath.
Brought in some mold spores, but yeah.
Yes, all right, exactly. Yep, yeah.
Collective all bless right. you to everybody.
Bless right. you, yeah, and God bless you. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus on something to begin the conversation this hour that I find interesting in that it shows kind of how the worlds are meshing together. We have in this country, especially in the cities, a real rat problem. But the rat problem is getting out of the city, or it's in the cities, but it's spreading out. There are millions, hundreds of millions of rats that live in this country. And when they get into areas where there's a problem, like, whether it's a farm, it could be on a farm, a lot of rats on farms, a lot of rats in old buildings, and the people that own the buildings and people that are farmers are trying to get rid of the rats by poisoning them. They put out warfarin, which I find, I chuckle every time I think about
Isn't
it because
it's a blood thinner, right?
Yeah,
I was going to say, I've seen that ad.
Right. It's also what they use to kill rats and mice and things like that. Yeah. So, but there are other poisons.
That's why it says if you're a mob informant, do not take this prescription drug, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah. So this is sort of the influence of the big drug companies that are associated with I'll use Bayer as an example, and they own Monsanto. So there are more and more poisons around that are being used by people without thinking about the consequence. Get rid of the rats. Okay, lots of rats. We got to kill them. But what happens when a rat dies and it lays on the ground? Oftentimes there are other animals that eat it. Hawks fly down, eagles fly down, and pick up the rat and take it and eat it. So now the government's getting involved because experts say that birds of prey are facing a serious danger because they're eating animals like rats that have been poisoned, and therefore they get poisoned, and therefore they die. So I think it's a very interesting conundrum as you look at the world as it progresses. You know, we talk about if you look at the nature shows on PBS and how one species eats another species to survive, and that's just the way of the world. And so in this circumstance, the bald eagles and the hawks and stuff that are eating the rats are not surviving. They're dying by the hundreds. So what do? We let the rats run wild, or do we shoot them instead of kill them with the poisons that come from Monsanto so that they don't kill the hawks and the eagles? I had a problem with a hawk on my farm. We've had two of them. One hawk ate some of the rabbits, and another one ate some of the chickens. And so when one of them got stuck in a fence, and the kid that works on the farm went out with a baseball bat and whacked the hawk over the head, and that was the end of the hawk.
Huh.
I didn't share any.
Yeah, right.
I didn't share.
That.
Yeah. Well, the hawk. Who do we want to see live on the farm? The animals that we raise on the farm, we protect on the farm. Or you want to see a hawk survive? I'm not interested in a hawk surviving by eating my animals. I thought it'd survive by eating somebody else's animals or going somewhere else. But that's not how they think, obviously. So what do? This is a perfect example of how the world is changing. How in the old days, this wouldn't have been a problem because there weren't that many rats, unless you were in the big city or you were on a boat or something.
If you were in my old neighborhood in Manhattan. Ooh.
Yeah, right.
Rat capital, yeah.
Yeah. So what do? You can't go out with a gun and shoot them, right?
Now they have those giant rat traps. Which kills stray cats sometimes, too, because you see dead cats laying around. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you do after the rats are caught in the trap? What do they do with them? They take them out and throw them in the river? Or do they shoot them? Or are they dead?
They make
they
a lesson. They use them to make a lesson, right? The other rats.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get out of town.
That's
yeah.
a really good question, because I never actually saw many dead rats. I've seen dead rats, like, down in the subway if they've been hit by a train or electrocuted. But yeah. I've never actually seen... That's a really good question. Maybe they just wash away with the rain into the Hudson River? I don't know.
And then what happens?
I always laugh. I know the Hudson River is, like, a lot cleaner than it used to be, but I always laugh when someone I see someone kayaking or jet skiing. It's like, ugh, no thanks.
Oh, when they
dead bodies,
the river.
Dead
with
rats.
A dead rat attached to their kayak in the back.
Whatever's left of the mafia is floating in the Hudson.
Right.
Yeah.
How many guns do you think there are at the bottom of the Hudson River?
Oh,
or the East River in New York, that sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about the rat problem down in Nashville, Jay? How many rats do you have down there, and how do they get rid of the rats down there without having to deal with that? Maybe they have a different sense of what reality is down there than
here. I have no idea. I cannot say I've ever seen a rat down here. The only time I've ever seen rats was when I lived in L.A. And, like, I did not know rats climb walls. Like, straight
rats
up.
Rats can do anything.
Yeah.
They're
straight
really
up like
impressive.
Spider-Man scaling buildings.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So, here we are, folks. Wake up.
The rat report.
Sunshine. The rat report.
The literal rat report.
Exactly.
Well, you know, that's why the homeless crisis has been so bad in L.A.
Oh.
Because there are a lot of rats, like in downtown, because the homeless people have a lot of junk that they leave everywhere. And that's why there was a typhoid outbreak
That's right.
Remember that story?
About that.
Everybody just stopped talking about it because of COVID, and everybody's more worried about that. But that's one of the big dangers of having a lot of people living on the
streets. Well, what do you say to the wildlifers who say, we got to have compassion for the rats? What do we do about those poor
then
rats?
Then let's bring them to your house.
Yeah,
that's what I say to them.
Send them
fine,
to your place,
we'll wrap them all up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, rats really are kind of an interesting animal. I mean, they can swim. They can Spider-Man climb. They can climb subway stairs with a slice of pizza. They really are. They're like the Bruce Jenner of the rodent world. I mean, they're decathletes. Like, they can do it all. And so... And they obviously are intelligent enough that they've survived and they've adapted. But, yeah, I still don't want to... I'm happy to move out of the city and I don't live with them anymore.
No more rats in New Jersey?
No.
Whatever, the Sopranos, there are a lot of rats on the Sopranos.
That's right.
That's all down in the Pine Barrens in South Jersey. That's where they bury everybody.
Okay. Good to know.
The more you
dirty
know.
Rat.
Okay. The Moderna booster shots. What about that? There's a booster shot of Moderna's vaccine supposedly will rev up your immune system if you're worried about the variants. I don't hear this news from Pfizer, but Moderna must be using this as a sales pitch, right? To get people to use their virus variant response has been take another shot of our stuff.
Right, but we still don't know if you've had Pfizer, can you use the Moderna booster? So that's something that I know Dr. Fauci a couple months ago had said that a lot of the companies, a lot of the labs are trying to work on a universal booster, which would be wonderful. So then no one has to wait online. You don't have to get the same thing that you had before. You can, and there's in Europe, they're testing one Pfizer shot with one, AstraZeneca or one Moderna, and they're trying to figure out how they can all work together, which would be a lot more convenient. Because look, even Moderna said in this report, and it's kind of the headline kind of got buried, but it's 6 to 8 months they've been testing people who had Moderna shots, and their antibodies are way, way, way lower than what they were. That's pretty scary when you think about, okay, when 6 months is up, this could be for these people who are being tested, these are the original Moderna people, and you've got between 6 to 8 months later, you don't have enough antibodies left that you can fight these new variants. We're going to need boosters a lot sooner than people thought. Mm-hmm. And if everyone's going out this summer and thinks like that they're covered and that they're safe, and then by July or August they're not, well, then what happens in September when, you know, all of the East Coast is expecting people back in the offices in major cities in September? What happens when people realize that, oh, the antibodies ran out? I think we're heading for yet another wave of I don't know what, maybe new cases or maybe, you know, breakthrough cases, but they've got to get a hold of this and get some real definitive answers.
Interesting. Fauci was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about a lot of different things. What, you know, has, what do we do with masks, and what do we do with distancing, and what about the shots and all that other stuff? And then he was asked about his training in medicine, and he said, I was not trained for what has been the divisiveness of the politics of what's going on. I didn't get that in medicine, in the in medical school. And so he was talking about how he's been hounded since he came up with his first recommendations, and he has been the victim of many
vilified
different he's got death threats, that kind of stuff.
He's been vilified, but he's also been glorified. I mean, think about it. He's sitting on Jimmy Kimmel's show. So
right.
It's not like...
I think he's totally overexposed.
He's on People's Sexiest Man list.
He is overexposed.
If I was doing... a bobblehead.
I mean, if I was doing his PR, I would tell him to stay home. But but one of the other things, I don't know if it came from Kimmel or if it just was a different Fauci statement, but the interesting thing is he said that, you know, the summer camp recommendations came out, and this would probably only maybe apply to Miles, your grandson.
Yeah.
And Fauci said that they were too strict.
And then he kind of backtracks the other day. He's like, well, I guess they're in line, but these things, you can't share a toy. I don't know if you guys heard about the summer camp.
It's a lot, right?
You can't share a toy. You have to be 6 feet apart, or 3 feet apart, excuse me. You have to have a mask on even when you're playing sports and running around outside. I mean, it's like, you think any, I mean, Jay, you've got, what, 10, 11-month-old? Imagine in a couple of years, you'd be able to keep Mac away from sharing toys with other people.
Right. No. I mean, I don't know how people, even at the height of the pandemic, were able to keep kids away from hugging people. I mean, kids have no personal space boundaries at all. And with the, with the campers thing, the only time you would not be wearing a mask is if you were eating or swimming.
Yeah,
I'm going to.
That is excessive.
When I open up the farm to visitors in a couple of weeks, we were talking about what to do, and I've decided I'm going to let people decide on their own whether they want to wear a mask or they don't want to wear a
CDC,
mask.
CDC, you're not going against CDC guidelines because they said outdoor vaccinated people. I mean, what are you going to do? Be the vaccine police?
Exactly. So you can do it if you want. It depends on which of you. Same with social distancing. You know, you want to go down and stand next to each other and look at the animals, the cows and the goats and stuff. Help yourself. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. We were talking about rats and what's going on with all the rats in this country. Now we have something else to be concerned about. The millions, billions, and trillions of cicadas. I think I've always mispronounced that.
The John cicadas, right?
Yeah, it's not the John cicadas, it's the cicadas.
Cicada.
You say cicada, I'll say cicada. All right, so, Jay, do you have any in your backyard? Have they escaped into your house yet? Where are the cicadas down there?
They have not reared their ugly heads here yet, but apparently
they're really ugly.
Like,
they have big red eyes.
I've never
make a pretty one, though, in person.
Yeah.
They do not make a pretty sound.
Yeah. Chip, 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 chip. Come on.
I've heard them a lot.
They're so loud. It's like sensory overload.
Yeah. All right, so they've been around for a long time, centuries they've been here. Who knows where they came from? Probably another planet, like a lot of the other stuff that's on our planet came from other planets. But then that's a subject for a different day, Jay, right? Meanwhile, people have this bug chorus. And what happens when you grind them up on the lawnmower?
Because they are,
well, that's where they
what
live,
is
right?
That happens on Doug's farm a lot. Stuff gets ground up a lot.
Like, we beat the hawk over our head, and we're talking about rats. Now poor John Cicada is getting
Remember all the chickens
mower.
He beheaded?
All right.
He ran over the roosters.
They're not like locusts, or are they? What are they?
No, they're not locusts. They're not supposed to cause damage to trees and plants and everything. They're just a nuisance and obnoxious. And the thing is that actually, once they die, the dead bugs serve as fertilizer. And the year after a big cicada coming of age, the young trees typically tend to do better.
Yeah.
Grind them up. 2 weeks away from this big thing.
Grind them up on your lawn, rake them up, and put them on under a tree. That's a good place for them. Good. All right, we've solved that problem. Next problem is between Beyonce and Selena. What's actually happening here? This is a big trending story.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So Selena, who had passed away in the 90s, 95, she was only 23 years old. She was fatally shot by the founder of her fan club and manager of her boutiques. So the part two of the Selena the series finally arrived on Netflix, and there's a specific episode that shows a young Beyonce running into Selena at a mall, and everybody was kind of wondering, like, wait, did this actually happen? And it did. There's a previous interview that Beyonce did with MTV where she opened up about meeting Selena when she was a young girl and how she didn't really say much. She was very shy. Selena was this,
big star, and Beyonce, to her, she was just a young kid. She was nobody. She wasn't a celebrity. And just kind of kept on moving, but she did say that she remembered listening to her, and they were both in Texas, so she always listened to her on the radio, and she felt like even though she didn't know what Selena was singing because she couldn't speak Spanish, she still felt like it helped her with her enunciation when she would sing.
When you say, somebody said, but wait, that reminds me of Victoria saying, whenever we say something, and she, what, wait, what's going on here? Let's find out what's happened to George Jung. No relation to the Jungian philosopher, as a matter of fact.
Definitely not.
No. Yes. George Jung, the real-life guy that Johnny Depp portrayed in the movie Blow. It also starred Penelope Cruz. He passed away. He had been experiencing liver and kidney failure. He is well known as being part of the cartel that helped Pablo Escobar smuggle, like, plane loads of cocaine into the U.S. Mm. They were hauling in, like, a weekly value of $420 million worth.
Mm-hmm. And so
what? A great movie. What a good movie that was.
Yeah. So where has he been? Has he been in jail?
Yeah. He famously escaped a few times, according to the, you know, in the movie, he escaped a few times, and but then I think he's been up in Boston or somewhere in that area, right? Somewhere near you, Doug. He's been hanging out.
Yeah. He could be my next door neighbor. I don't know who the guy is.
Find him.
His home where he passed away was in Boston.
I'm going to do is send the rats that are on my farm over to his place.
Ah.
I'll take care of that. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. All right, so we've taken care of the rat report and the cicadas all at once here, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs, with the exception of the larger breeds, are small creatures living in a world that's so much larger than they are. Unless they're encouraged to make eye contact, they may never know that your eyes and face are 5 or 6 feet up in the air. To prove my point, try this. Lie flat on the floor and have one stand over you. Strange feeling, isn't it? This gives you an idea of what your pet sees from his perspective. People who are upset, possibly scolding him, look like tall, overwhelming ogres, scaring him like nothing else he's ever seen. Even people who are friendly look something like the Jolly Green Giant. No wonder your dog, especially if he's a smaller breed, is constantly jumping up on you and visitors to your home. He's trying to make contact with a world that towers over him. I don't think our pets feel as threatened by direct eye contact as they feel uncomfortable. Most of their world revolves around things close to the ground, things that don't include human faces, unless you make your face a little bit more accessible, which is I suggest you do. Spend more time down on your hands and knees with your dog. They'll feel more comfortable, you'll feel more comfortable, and you know what? Your relationship will even get better. I'll more next time.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate 4 times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted 4 games. Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Freedom of speech takes a backseat at Twitter. Again, Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Twitter suspended a new account created to share statements from former President Trump, saying it violated the social media company's policy on banned users. The new account, DJT Desk, appeared on Twitter this week, apparently trying to get around the network's permanent ban on Trump in the wake of the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. According to the biography on the account, posts copied from Save America on behalf of the 45th POTUS, originally composed by Donald Trump, would be shared. But the account wasn't directly run by the former president. A Twitter representative told NBC they'll take enforcement actions on accounts whose apparent intent is to replace or promote content that was suspended. The Twitter account included posts from the new website, from the desk of Donald J. Trump. The site doesn't provide any way for users to respond or interact with Trump's posts, but it does include the option to share his statements on Twitter and Facebook. It also encourages people to sign up for Trump's Save America Joint Fundraising Committee.
Twitter was started on March 21, 2006 in San Francisco, California. NASCAR Racing is at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina this weekend for the Goodyear 400 on Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Move back into the groove here at 34 after the hour is today's DJV program. Lots of comments from the ladies and from you. Help yourself to our social media at DJV Show. You'll be in direct contact with Jay Kirshner and then with us. Victoria Keenan is here. General Horn.
It's about time you address me appropriately.
Dan Hutch. Yes, General Horn is here.
At ease.
Thank you very much. I'm simply showing up. That's what I do here every day. I just show up with my friends. I have my health and all the other good things to be thankful for, including these three ladies and all of you who are out there to listen to our surprises and our serendipities and our transformations and our life and what's passing through our lives and our minds. Just like you, there are lots of things going on, and we try to come up with a collective way to deal with all of them, including the unruly, difficult problem when there are topless women on the—they're just present. Never mind on the beach. Where are they close to you, Victoria? Where are all these topless women?
I know you're like, well, where exactly can I find all these topless women on the beach? Well, this is now become a federal appeals issue with Ocean City, Maryland, and this advocates for allowing women to go topless at this beach, which is a very popular beach destination in Maryland.
They urged appeals courts on an appeals court on Wednesday to reject Ocean City's quote unquote morality code, and that they want the court to declare the ban on bare-chested women unconstitutional. And so this has been going back and forth now since a group of women in 2017 brought this lawsuit against the city, saying that, you know, under the Constitution, which is supposed to provide equal protections, that the male breasts are not being considered an erogenous zone, and the female breasts were, and that's the reason for this morality clause that, you know, women had to cover up and men do not. And so now that the judge is going back and forth trying
to... Who came up with that, by the way? Where did that come from? Anybody know where that all started? Because they don't have the same morality clause. I've told you a couple of times about that trip that I took on the Mermoz, the classical music trip that I took around Italy on this nice cruise line
of
all the
classic
musicians. No,
yeah.
There were 500 women. The first day we went on the ship at night, and then the next morning I went up on deck about 10 o'clock. There were 500 women bare-chested on the deck, just sunning
themselves. You
didn't
leave for the rest of the day, right?
No, I had a good vantage point.
I was like, I had sunburn that day.
Yeah, exactly. He was on sensory overload.
Yeah, there's some that were more worthwhile than others, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it's all beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, is it not?
Right.
Thinking about
and
it.
So,
yeah.
But advocates for, you know, for the, or against the morality code are saying that, you know, this is something that is so outdated, and that how can we even agree on what a moral sensibility clause is when everybody believes something different?
Yeah.
And that,
why don't
you
we
know,
just put men in shirts, and then we'll just call it a day, because there are some that belong in shirts.
Very true as
some
well.
Ugly,
right?
Fat old men. Oh, yeah, my God.
I say everybody. Shirts
look
for everybody.
Yeah.
So the city's Ocean City's attorney says that this is not a regulation of sexual choices or behavior. It's a regulation of public nudity, and whether that should still be defined as exposure of the female breast, if that counts as public nudity. So this is going to go back and forth. This has gone all the way up now to a federal appeals
court. So let's go backwards. Let's go down. At what age is it considered appropriate for a young woman or girl to wear something? And at what age, when you're 5 years old, girls don't have to wear something on their top. Depending on when they start to mature, I guess, is that who decides what's appropriate at what age?
I guess parents.
When
do?
You were young.
No.
Okay. Do you all three of you remember being able to run around without having a top on?
I still do that. What are you talking about? I'm doing that right now.
Of course. All right. Well,
I don't know. I think what 3, 4, 5 probably.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I grew up at the beach, so yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think
I wasn't topless a lot. I think it's when you're in a diaper, right, that most kids are allowed to just run around with whatever on.
Yeah. By the time you're in, like, pre-K, right, or definitely by kindergarten.
Well, all right. Let's look at the boys here for a second and understand how there's a different – maybe there's a different rule. Maybe there isn't, depending on your age. I remember a couple of years ago when we were when all of us were together, it was just before Brendan got married to Sophie, we were over at her folks' house, and they have a big pool in the backyard. And Miles at the time was probably maybe 3. He was just learning how to swim. And so Sophie, who has been a great sort of quasi-parent for Miles, has decided that she would teach him to do a lot of things. She taught him how to swim. And he just takes his clothes off, thinks nothing of it, and jumps into the pool. And I think a visitor to the house at that time would be taken back a little bit by seeing a 3 or 4-year-old boy, maybe a girl as well. And then I think about my pal Tucker, who also has a swimming pool in his backyard. And when I was over there a couple of weeks ago, his kids, 2 years old, they're running around without any clothes on. The pee-pee's out, and the other one, you know, they're twins, there's a boy and a girl. And, you know, they're just running around.
None of that bothers me, except I don't want, like, a little naked kid getting in the pool and peeing all over me. Like, I want a swimming diaper.
Well, there are plenty of adults
Even a regular diaper's not going to cut it. They need a swimming diaper.
I think.
And I love how Doug just snuck that in. Oh, well, right. Adults pee in the pool too. Well, they not do. Really. No. Apparently you do.
My pool. Yeah,
we're not getting in your little pool.
Oh, come on. Will you? Anyway. Okay, so I think that takes care of that problem, or at least we've addressed it.
Which we didn't resolve, but that's part of the issue.
Well, so, yeah, it is. How do you resolve it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another problem to resolve. You ready? Feds ruling that you must wear a mask. If you don't, you'll get fined. And I'm wondering how this is going to stick. Somebody's going to take this to court. And with all of the various and sundry rules that have been changed, they're not going to be able. There's one.
Are you referring to the airplanes? Airplanes, I think, will be able to get away with this.
How?
In court. Airplanes, if they set their own rules, instead of the industry.
Well, they say when you get on the plane, they'll tell you that according to the federal government's rules, you have to wear a mask. They don't say it's the American airline rule. They say it's the feds rule. So the feds, you know, and there have been people thrown off of planes. Yep. Here's an unruly airplane passenger. A couple of them have been fined thousands of dollars.
Get is that they put them on the do not fly list, and I think that's cruddy. Yeah. I mean, okay, they don't want to wear a mask, they try to get on without a mask, and then you tell them they can't be on the airline. If all of this settles, then why shouldn't they be allowed to fly in another couple of years? I mean, it's not like they're terrorists trying to blow up a plane.
Well, the people who got violent, like the people who are shoving or like pushing or hitting the flight attendants.
Well, they shouldn't be on the plane to begin with.
Yeah, they should be on the do not fly list. But just the fact that they don't want to wear a mask, they shouldn't be.
Yeah, like the mom with the kid who was like, I don't know, the kid was 2 or 3 years old and autistic, and the kid would not wear the mask, and they threw them off the plane. And now is she on the do not fly list? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Nope, but there are a lot of things in life that do not make any sense. Here's something that follows a conversation we had on the air yesterday from one of our listeners out in Bozeman, Montana, who was interested in what we were saying about rental cars, because apparently this person had the same experience last week, talking about how crazy the prices are getting for rental cars. The first story was a report on what's going on in California. In the L.A. Times, there was something. I had the same conversation when I was out there a couple of weeks ago. I read his little pea-picker car that normally would be $20 or $25 a day. It was $186 for 2 days. It's just nothing. It was a nothing car. There aren't any cars to rent. So, and here out in Montana, apparently somebody rented a car for a week, and they had to pay $2,000 for it.
Wow.
And so they were...
buy a used car for that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Apparently, if you wanted to rent a car in Bozeman last week, an SUV was $361 a day.
Jeez.
My God. Well, and if you're there in business, I mean, you don't have a car, do you Uber? Are there Ubers around? That's the other question, because a lot of the Uber and Lyft cars went away for the same reason the rental cars went away. There was no business. So people sold their cars.
It depends on how big the city is in. It's much harder in a small city to get an Uber or a Lyft than it is in a big city. So.
Yeah. All right. So here's the response. This guy, Jake, said that the company I was looking for, and I couldn't remember the name, was Turo, T-U-R-O. Look that up. You want to check it out? Turo.com.
Isn't that what Jen mentioned yesterday?
Did you say Turo? I sure did, yes. Did say. I didn't hear you say Turo. Yeah, okay.
Well, Turo, I think I might have called it Turig. Or something Keurig. Like that. Right. Like a Keurig. Except
yeah, right, right, right. Yeah.
And the only
I can't remember the name. What was the name?
Yeah. Turo. Turo is run by the Russians, however. If you go to LAX and you go to Turo.com and you reserve a car, it's cheaper. It's somebody's private car that they aren't using for a day or a week, and they throw it into the... I remember the first time I rented from Turo, I rented a Dodge Charger. And, man, that was so much fun to drive around.
Those things are beasts. Yeah,
they really are. They've got Mercedes. They got all kinds of them. And you can rent them. This guy says he checked out Bozeman, $159 a day for a new Mercedes-Benz, as opposed to $361 a day.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep. So
I wonder how, like, insurance-wise, I wonder how that all works out if you're using someone's private vehicle.
they have to, I'm trying to remember what the guy told me, and I could barely understand him because he was speaking such broken English. He was a Russian.
I understand that, but, you know, what would the liability have been for you if you had crashed his car?
You have insurance on yourself, though, right?
You have insurance on yourself, liability on yourself.
It depends on the state, though, because if you rent a car, you don't have to present, you know, your insurance on, because in New Jersey, you insure, like, the car, not the driver. So mm-hmm. every state is different, and we're a mandatory insurance state. Like, I know Pennsylvania is not, so it's optional to have insurance. So, yeah, it's a weird thing with how that would work, but I don't know if California is a mandatory insurance state.
I think it is.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I think it is. All right, well, yeah, but look at all the illegals that are there. They don't even have licenses. Never mind, they just drive cars and get a plate on it, and they drive them, and they don't care. Look at all the people who have died at the hands of drunk illegals in California and elsewhere.
It's drunk people everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're illegal or not.
But if you're illegal and you're drunk and you killed somebody, that's a special circumstance, as far as I'm concerned. 46 after the hour here. In a moment, who's dead?
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
All right, from the Dead Report, the Deadpool, Nick Kamen, who is a model and singer, appeared in a lot of Levi's commercials, is dead. He's 59 years old. So why is this? He was a friend of Boy George. Is that what his real claim to fame is?
He was known as, you know, he became kind of an international sex symbol. He had a song with Madonna. He became Madonna's kind of, he was Madonna's protege.
She likes gay guys anyway, doesn't she? She kind of has a lot of gay dancers and stuff around her. Yeah.
I don't think she has any girlfriends. She's just got a bunch of gay guy friends.
That's an interesting thing. He also did something.
She used to be best friends with Gwyneth Paltrow, wasn't she? They were, yeah. And then Madonna apparently kind of screwed her over.
Yeah, what a surprise. Yeah. Anyway, this guy did a Levi's commercial to Marvin Gaye's. I heard it through the grapevine. People may remember that. 10 before the hour.
Hard not to walk out the door. Know that I can't take.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DGV Health portion of the program, the focus on all the studying that Ken does, but also practical questions from folks. We talk a lot about vitamin D on our programs. I talk a lot about it in my broadcast work, and I do it because I'm very much a believer. You taught me to be a believer because the numbers with vitamin D, it seems strange if we're out in the sun a lot and, you know, we eat proper diet. A lot of people still don't have enough vitamin D. So what is the problem? What does that do to you in part? I saw something about muscle function. I guess I wonder whether it has to do with cramps or things like that. What's the deal?
Well, I think in the health news this week was an article about how not enough vitamin D may actually impair muscle function. But vitamin D is used from head to toe, and it's so important that we have it so that from the brain down to the toes are functioning properly. And the nice thing is it's very easy to measure the level. So if you've never had a level done, when your doctor does your blood work, just ask them to put a vitamin D level in there. And then if it is low, you can easily get a supplement. And the important thing is take your vitamin D with a meal. It's absorbed much more effectively from your intestines if you take it with a meal. And what I do is I take a single multivitamin each day. It has about 1,000 units of vitamin D, and that keeps my maintenance up. Some people need more, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what dose you need. That comes from interacting with your healthcare provider. But ask about it. Make sure your vitamin D level. Most people, you want it at least 30 or higher.
All right. We've been talking about the brain. Apparently, there's a study that suggests, and I wonder how we deal with pre-diabetics. Is it sugar diabetes, as it's called sometimes, diabetes type 2? But if you have this malady, can it harm the way your brain will function? I suppose it's like back to the sugar, and sugar's not good for anything. I'm guessing, but what's the real answer here?
Are you talking about type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetes. Let's limit it to that.
Pre-diabetes is this condition where the fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 120, or the hemoglobin A1C, which is that approximately 3-month average of your blood sugar. It's not quite high enough to be in the diabetic range, but it's higher than normal. This is a warning that if you don't lower your blood sugar, you're going to end up and getting diabetes. And the treatment for it is diet, getting down to ideal body weight, lowering the white flour intake. I didn't say avoiding it, because I'm a great believer in treats, but just diminishing the amount, and then getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. And the more we study pre-diabetes, we are learning that it can have health impacts, and that's what Doug is suggesting. So I would definitely try to not avoid a diagnosis of pre-diabetes, but make the lifestyle changes that are necessary. There are some more provocative studies being done where it's actually being treated with medication, but I would definitely first try lifestyle to get this under control.
All right, now, the combination of drinking lots of alcohol and eating lots of red meat have been apparently a boost to colon cancer. What is there about that combination that makes it lethal?
Well, we know that each of them in themselves is not good. Red meat can increase the risk of cancer. Too much alcohol can increase the risk of cancer. And like many things in medicine, when they get together, one and one is two, it's 5 or 10. So whatever adverse effects they're having alone, together, they work in combination even worse.
Yeah, wow. You'll be a part of the program. Be a part of the questioning here. You can follow us at DJV Show. Send your questions in, whatever you have, on Facebook as well. Ken has a plethora of information, and it's important for us to share as much as we can, because this is a time in our lives when medicine has been something very confusing to lots and lots of people. Ken helps to straighten all of that out. And if you would like to have a session with Ken, check it out. Call his office, 352-735-1400, for that wonderful new thing called telemedicine. I'm Doug Steffen on that wonderful thing called the DJV Health Program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.